Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. Welcome back. It is November 12th, 2017. Can you believe it? About 6 weeks left in the year, maybe seven. I can't believe it. This year has gone so incredibly fast. Welcome back. Once again, I am here to answer your questions. So give a call at 657-383-0732 and ask your organizing questions, your strategy questions, your ideas for what kind of life you seek. And how come you're not getting there? What do you need to do to make the changes that you want to make? Hopefully, we'll have a special guest caller tonight. I sent an invitation out, and hopefully she will be able to join us tonight. If she doesn't join us tonight, she will join us soon. And we have Girl in Town at 20 after the hour, talking about where I have been and what I have been up to this week. And it's more of the same, more of my plans for my future and seeking the life I want to live. And my lifestyle, the way I want to live it, as well as business and making advances toward helping others get organized or develop the strategies that they need to make the advances in their own life. My website is www.createneworder.com. And this is Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/createneworder. And you can hear it through the internet streaming, or you can visit YouTube /createneworder and see me talking to you live here in my home office as I am discovering the new medium and will get to use this platform a little bit better to show you examples of real projects, possibly in real time going forward. My email is solutions@createneworder.com. I get email questions regularly, and sometimes people will send me a question over and over and over again. Many people send the same question. And the question of the week is really, how do I begin? I'm so overwhelmed. I am so frustrated. How do I start? Well, pick the biggest irritant, whatever it is, whether it be your kitchen, your clothing, your bedroom, your children's crafts, your children's school projects. Is it your tool room? Is it shoes by the front door? Is it your kitchen cabinet? Is it drawers, utensils? Often we have an organizational problem because we have an abundancy problem. We have way too much. Most people who have smaller quantities of items in their house have less trouble getting organized because they have less to deal with. They're not jam-packing every area and every corner of their house. So give me a call at 657-383-0732. Join the conversation or ask your question. And thank you, bensound.com, for providing the music and the lead-ins and the breaks that we take now and again. And my blog is createneworder.wordpress.com. You can also find me on Facebook and, you know, all the social media. Speaking of social media, are you on social media a lot? I remember probably about a year ago, my daughter was telling me, and I'm 24 years older than my daughter, and I mean, my daughter was telling me that everybody over the age of 50 does not belong on social media because they don't get it. They don't get the medium. But I think social media is starting to create a new way of communicating, and it's actually cutting off communication in many ways for many people. We're not talking to each other while we're sitting next to each other. We're on our phones texting, And literally, people are texting back and forth. I know relationships have broken down, and people will lay in bed texting each other instead of talking to each other. I think we're really getting out of control in how we treat each other, not only with lack of courtesy, but texting each other when you're in the same house or even in the same bed. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I put my phone down more often than not, and I like putting my phone down. I don't want to be tied to people who aren't right next to me. And if people are far away from me, I'll go visit them. That doesn't mean I don't text. That doesn't mean I don't speak to them on the phone. It doesn't mean that we don't email. But is the phone and texting absolutely required 100% of the time? And are your kids 100% on the smartphones checking it and only communicating that way? Are your kids talking to you on their smartphone via text and they're in their room or they're in the other room? Turn it off, folks. Shut it down and speak to each other face to face. I'm seeing a huge breakdown in communication. It's not just in families. I'm seeing this in businesses, that people aren't talking to each other. They're emailing each other or texting each other instead of having conversations. And we're losing social peace to humanity. And I think that's causing some of the frustration where we're treating each other poorly. And I'm just going to suggest it's time to really take stock in how we are treating each other, how we're treating ourselves, and what those stress levels are. My stress level is doing pretty well. Yeah, it has its ups and downs. But as I mentioned last week, I joined a gym, 24-hour fitness, and I have to tell you, I'm having an incredibly good experience with this gym. And I think one of the reasons is, first, I don't have to stick around for a year. I can do the month-to-month with them, and I can use them for the winter while outdoor play is not happening. So my goal when I joined a week ago was to make it to the gym at least 4 days a week and to improve my swimming, because I really haven't been a strong swimmer in many years, and my breathing is completely bad. It's not even off. It's bad. So getting that under control, and a friend of mine has suggested that once the breathing comes, then I'll do pretty well. We'll see about that. But I have to talk about the inspiration that I got at the gym. Now, inspiration comes everywhere. You can find inspiration in everything. You can find it in how delicious your food was tonight. You can find it in watching children play. Even just children giggling can inspire you to be a happier person and appreciate things, very little things. But I was inspired this past week at the gym because I'm working on a goal. Not just to be fit and not just to get stronger and healthier, but also to work on swimming and to really become a better swimmer. And what better time than to do that at a gym during the winter? Practice so that when it's ocean time, I'm jumping in and I can swim for some distance. So the goal was to really just do one lap and do one lap well. That doesn't sound like a lot. For me, to get across the pool is between 30 and 40 meters. They don't know exactly how long the pool is. The lifeguard didn't anyway. But for me to get across and do one direction, which is half a lap, it's about 20 strokes. And so my total is 40 strokes. And by the time I get to 30 strokes, I'm having trouble because I'm not breathing well and I'm not consistent. So I went to the pool the other day and it was full. All the lanes were full. So me not knowing the rules of an indoor pool, I waited. I waited until maybe somebody was finished or, I waited until, I don't know what I was waiting for. I was waiting for somebody to finish. So the lifeguard said to me, two people to a lane. Stay on the right side and stay. There are black lines on the bottom of the pool, which is the center of the lane. So if you are in and you're sharing the lane, then you stay to the right and the other person stays to the right. So I was watching while I was waiting to get in the pool. I was watching this woman. She was in lane 3 and she was so consistent. Her strokes were even. She moved across the pool, not super fast and not super slow, but she moved across the pool with consistent strokes. and the way she was turning her body is the way you're supposed to turn your body. And she was coming up every second. She'd go one, two, breathe. One, two, breathe. And I was watching her and I said, that's what I want. That's where I want to be by the end of the winter. By the time I'm outdoors and I'm playing tennis outdoors and I'm going to the beach and I'm swimming, I want to be where she is. So I had gotten into her lane and the lifeguard had suggested I share the lane with her. And I thought about it and I said, this is great because she's so consistent. She's straight. And that's the one thing I can do. I can go straight. So I'm not wobbling, you know, in and out of the lane. I can stay really straight and go across the pool so I won't hit her. And off I went and we passed. So she was coming this way and I was going this way. And I stop. I don't just turn around and go back. I stop, breathe, relax, and then go back. So by the time I was ready to go again, she came back to the end of the pool that I was in. And I said to her, you know, I was watching you. And I said, you are so consistent. You must be swimming a really long time. And she smiled at me. And she said, I started swimming in January. I said, January? She said, yeah. I said, so less than a year you started swimming. You didn't swim before. And she goes, well, I swam when I was a kid and I took a swimming lesson when I was a kid. But I haven't been swimming in a really long time. So I'm standing there in the pool and I'm thinking, I'm talking to myself. She's about my age and here she is swimming and practicing. So she said she worked with a coach and she had gotten into the pool the very first time with the coach. And he said, okay, go ahead and swim. So she started swimming. And he started yelling at her and telling her to stop. And she looked at him and said, what happened? And he said, you don't know how to swim. He said, everything you thought you knew, forget it and just listen to what I'm going to tell you. And she said that ever since then, she has been practicing and following what he tells her. And she said, thank you so much for saying this to me because it's not been easy, but I know I can do this. And I thought to myself, wow. I was so impressed. I didn't get the name of her coach while I was there, but I decided that when I see her again, and I'm sure I will because we were there at the same time once, we'll be at the same time again, and I'll get the name of her coach and maybe work with her coach. Because if just, you know, 11 months later, she's doing that well, the coach is good, but it's also because she made it happen. And she was determined to become a swimmer. And you can tell when you're watching her swim that she has the ability to do it and the ability to improve. And she's out there practicing. Good for her. That's what I want to do. And that's what I'm working on doing. And that's why I decided to join the gym this year, because working on a goal over a time when you're not, say, under pressure to swim, either other people around or, you know, you're on the beach, this is a controlled environment. And this is set on your time frame, your standards. I'm not going anywhere on vacation where I'm going to need to swim. This isn't a hurry up and do it. It's not like lose 30 pounds because you have a wedding coming up. It's about setting the goal for the rest of your life and working on it and chipping away at each step to get where you want to go. You know, I'm watching YouTube videos. You know, I'm reading about swimming, thinking about it. I'm a physical learner. If I see it, hear it, say it, do it, it's solid. I have it. I understand it and I remember it. But when it comes to something physical, like dancing, which I can do a little bit of ballet, I haven't been back in a long time, but I've learned. And me to get the physical mechanics down, sometimes it takes a little longer than most people. But once I have it, I have it. It's solid. So it's practice. It's just simple practice. So out of the 5 times I went to the gym, yes, I exceeded my goal of 4 for a week. But out of the 5 times that I went to the gym this week, 3 times I got in the pool. And each time I did 1 complete lap. The 3rd time I did a lap was better than the first time. Am I a great swimmer? Not yet. Not yet. But I will be. I will be stronger and I will work on the breathing and I will work on the mechanics so that I can glide through that water. That's my goal. We set goals and we work toward them. When I started playing tennis, and tennis was really difficult, I started at 48 to play tennis. And it's taken me longer than if I had started playing tennis when I was 12, 14 years old, but I'm still improving rapidly. I'm improving. And the more I practice, the more I improve. That's all it takes. And it doesn't matter what we're talking about. It doesn't matter if we're talking about organizing. It doesn't matter if we're talking about education. It doesn't matter if we're talking about physical fitness and ability. It doesn't matter if we're talking about advancing in your career. It doesn't matter if we're talking about weight loss. It doesn't matter if we're talking about relationships. Everything needs priority attention. Everything needs goals, and everything needs to be nurtured. Everything needs to be thought out. And the strategy is to think about the benefits of things, not just think about not being able to do them. I assert that everybody has abilities that maybe you're not utilizing today. That's how we get motivated. We learn to congratulate ourselves on our abilities. We learn to appreciate what we are good at. So when it comes to motivation and inspiration and your strategy this week, I suggest that you start working on a list of things that you do well, a list of things that you can honestly say, I'm good at. I can honestly say that I'm good at tennis. Not great, but good at tennis. I can honestly say that I'm an expert in professional organizing. I can honestly say that I'm an expert in prioritizing. I can honestly say that I'm really good at strategy. I can honestly say that I'm a caring person. I can honestly say that I've been successful on changing my diet and fitness plans and getting stronger and even more fit at age 52. I can honestly say that I have a good sense of humor. I can honestly say I'm a good listener and a good friend. So these are the things that are really good that I'm good at. But just saying them to you as examples makes me feel stronger, makes me know I'm capable. I'm a good cook. I'm a really good cook. I'm not so great at the cleanup. I hate to clean up, but I clean because I like my house clean and tidy. I'm good at creating gifts for other people. I am good at recognizing other people's gifts. Make yourself strong by reaffirming the things that you're good at. This will motivate you. This will inspire you to work harder at the things that you want to work harder on. What are your successes in your past? Why are you struggling today to reach a success? What's holding you back? If you're such a good person at so many different things, what is holding you back from the obstacle sitting right in front of you right now? What's the issue? What's stopping you? I see we have a caller on the line that's been with us before, so hang on there with me a few more minutes, and I'm going to get to you in just a moment. And I'm expecting a special caller, and I'm hoping she dials in. But if she doesn't, we'll have her on the show in the future. She'll be a big surprise to so many of you. What's in my glass today? First, take the number 657-383-0732 and give a call and join in on the conversation. In my glass today is, of course, alkaline water with electrolytes from Trader Joe's. And how come that water just doesn't stay on the shelf? I don't understand why they are always out of it, except that alkaline water is not readily available. Evian water is disappearing off the shelves, and it goes really fast. Hardly any stores are stocking it. I'm not quite sure what the problem is. I should probably research that after the show tonight to find out why Evian water is not super available. The reason I like Evian water is natural spring water. It's not filtered. It's not distilled. It's not processed in any way. It is straight out of the spring. And it has the highest pH of any natural water on the commercial market. So I use Evian water primarily. It's also high in magnesium, which is really healthy for us. We're losing magnesium in the overprocessing of food. And magnesium is really, really good for mood balance and for our our physical systems. Magnesium is necessary to our bodies. So anyway, I like that. And Trader Joe's has their alkaline water with electrolytes. So that's a close second, other than 12 times filtered water that I purchased on Long Island. I'm out of it. And I'm not back on Long Island until next weekend. So I'm hurting for the water of choice that I like and makes me healthier. Anyway, but water, alkaline water from Trader Joe's with electrolytes, that's what's in my glass. I'm really wishing I was having a cup of coffee. But since reducing the amount of coffee I have been drinking, nighttime coffee is not really agreeing with me. The caffeine is having a different effect on me now that I was off of it for 2 months and I've had coffee again. The caffeine boost is strong and it's affecting me. So I really don't want to lose sleep over caffeine. So I'm not really touching it at night. The weather here on the East Coast, I have to say, has been very crisp and very cold. We've had frost and we had a freeze warning yesterday. But it is so gorgeous. It is just so beautiful. Crisp, sunny, bright, blustery, autumn days. So go out there and enjoy these days because it's going to get cold and stay colder longer as winter rapidly approaches. The foliage still has color, so go out and enjoy it. And I was getting in the car yesterday morning and I was running around doing some shopping and I got in the car and this beautiful bright blue sky and the sun was really, really strong. But opposite the sun in the sky was the moon. I love when you're out during the day and the moon shows. I don't know. It's a special moment for me. I remember it as a kid as being such a big wonder because the moon only came out at night. But on days like this, it's so clear. You can see the moon. So take time out to look around, look up. Look around, look down, see what's going on around you and see what can inspire you and make you feel good and infuse you with energy. It was about 35 degrees today when I got out and about, and I don't know what the high temperature was, but the sun was just magnificent, although I do wish I was in Florida getting a tan. Today, current in the news and the positive spin. If there can be positive over all of the sexual harassment issues coming to light and coming out of Hollywood, I have to say, and many people may not agree with me on this one, but I have to say, Louis C.K., I'm gonna find something positive to say here. Louis C.K. just came out and issued a statement about his behavior and his sexual behavior toward women who worked with him or for him or interned with him during the course of his career in show business as a stand-up comic. And he admitted it. He apologized for it. He is reflecting on it. And he accepts it as something he's been responsible for. What I have to say is the positive thing about this is he came out and admitted it, and he was apologetic about it, and he really communicated that he's reflective over it, and he really needs to take stock in himself. Now, his movie deals have dumped him, and, you know, FX has dumped him, and, you know, a lot of his contracts are dumping him. But that shows me that even though he did what he did, that he stood up and admitted it at whatever cost. So if there is a positive in this at all, it is that. Can he do something about it for the future and recover a career? I really don't know. What I do know is that hashtag me too, and just like many other people I know, have suffered the effects of men and bad behavior toward them. And it's never okay. It is never okay. But I will say that there are many times that women don't say anything, including me, don't say anything, because when we do, it's either blown off, swept under the carpet, or somehow turned as if it was because of how we looked or because we are female and it's just the way it is. It's not okay. And I have to give it to Louis C.K. for at least coming out, admitting it, making the statement that he did, because he's taking ownership over something he did wrong. And that is integrity, no matter what people have done and whether or not they can recover. So where did Girl in Town go this week? Well, besides the gym, I took an adventure, and I think in the ad for the show tonight, there's mention of Brooklyn. I did go to Brooklyn. I'm not mentioning Brooklyn today because I'm going to save that for a future show, because I'm going to have a guest on the show that I met today. And so that'll be coming up in the future. So I'm going to talk about Brooklyn, but in the advertising for the show, I did mention Gutenberg. Which Gutenberg, New Jersey, and Weehawken and West New York, they're sort of all together, a little ferry. They're all in this one area. And the reason I went there is because there, I may be moving there. That may be where I wind up in another year, because there is an apartment complex that has absolutely everything I want in my lifestyle and the way I want to live. And that lifestyle includes a pool. That lifestyle includes, you know, a community room and patio area for the tenants. It includes a balcony and a view. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that one. It includes enough space. You know, I like to have a lot of space. I don't need a super amount of space, and I won't need next year because I'll be living single. My son will be moving out. And so it has the things I want a building to have. It's in walking distance of several places to go out and grab something to eat. And it's in walking distance of a couple of little stores where I can get some essentials if I want to. It has lots of parks. It has a tennis court or a couple of tennis courts, but it is close to a park that has 20 tennis courts. So there's many things right there in the area so that once I park my car in the garage, which is essential, if I get no other amenity, there must be a parking garage. And I want those things, and I think I've found the place that I'm headed. So I went and visited the area, and I toured the area. I drove around. I looked at where to shop. I looked at other buildings, and I wrote down a whole laundry list of places that I wanted to look at. And I even saw a condo for sale. Now, not looking for a condo, but this condo, if I was looking for one, $600,000. It's about 1,000 square feet, two-bedroom, overlooking the Hudson, and the view is drop-dead gorgeous. They had a balcony, which is a nice-sized balcony. It's a beautiful, beautiful apartment. I'm not buying a condo. The complex had a pool, but not tenants. It has parking, but the parking is a little bit more difficult to get into the building. It's schlepping a lot. I want convenience. I want to be able to park and not be too far away from an elevator or the entry door. So there's certain things I'm looking for. But as I talk about on this show, what's important is I know what I want, and I know what I'll sacrifice and what I won't sacrifice. And it's important to start looking around for what you want your future to be. So that's why I went out. I am not close to my lease expiring. It's months, at least 6 months before I'm going to move. But there's never too early to start looking around. Going into the complex, looking at the building, seeing people coming and going, it's huge. It's absolutely a huge high-rise building, which I'm looking forward to as well. But going out and taking a look and getting a feel for something you think you want is important as part of your strategy and as part of your plan to figure out if it's really going to work for you. I may have gone into the building and I may have walked around and gone up a few floors and down a few floors and walked around and looked at the parks and whatnot and said, hey, you know what? I don't think this is the place. I think that I got to keep looking. That's exploration. Love the life you seek. Fall in love with the future you want. Whether it's organizing your living room and getting new furniture or window treatments or just rearranging the furniture and getting rid of some stuff that's cluttered, or it's moving into a totally different place with a totally different lifestyle. Go and explore what that looks like and how it feels. Is it feeling good? Is it feeling like something that you really are going to go through with so that you can live a better life by simply making that wish list and going and investigating where that wish list can be found. Girl in town went to Gutenberg, and she may have just found the building she's going to live in next year. It's not tomorrow, but it gives me now motivation to clear out and get rid of the furniture that I know I'm not going to take with me and to sell it or even just donate it and take the tax deduction. It's about me and my next step and how my life looks and how I want to live. Go and explore the life that you seek. Right now, we're going to get to another girl in town who's hanging on the line. Welcome back, Susan. How are you?
Oh, hi.
What? Yes, yes, you, another girl in town, because you're always out doing adventurous stuff. How are you today?
You don't want to know.
Well, wait a minute. Last week you sent me a picture of your art room, and you were making progress. So how come I don't want to know?
I'm having a little bit of a difficulty, which sounds like it might be a return of a hernia. But my hard work in organizing my art room. No, I'm only, I don't know. I'm going to have to find out, but I'm not going to let that get in my way.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And, you know, my contention that if you get something neat and in order, then it's easier to go on. And that's number one. And the second thing is that you have someone next to you giving you permission to get rid of or to organize or to agree to what you're saying. It makes it much easier and actually fun. So those two things have been very important to me. Some success with that makes you want to now go in and paint and get some stuff done. It's there waiting. You know, it's looking nice and enticing.
Have you painted since you did the room?
Yes. I'm in the midst of doing my homework for Tuesday morning for my class. You know, I have my once a month class.
Oh, good.
So I started, and I'm going to hopefully finish. It doesn't take me long once I get going.
Right. So, and you know what? It's funny. You feel the same way. I feel the same way. And many people, you know, who are creative feel that they need their space neat and orderly in order to function.
Right. To entice you in there. I mean, I'm not saying that when I get involved with doing the painting that I'm too organized, that I get really crazy and, but then I leave the room now because everything is, you know, on the way to being where I want it. But that's going to take me a while to get everything where I want it to be, you know. But right now the whole idea is to entice me to come in there.
Right. Well, I have to say that right now my dining room table is full of painted projects. I have a few projects that I cleaned out my third bedroom. So, like you, reorganizing it for another purpose so that I'll go in there and use it. But in the third bedroom were projects that were left undone. And by putting them in the third bedroom and then not going in there, the projects are not going to get done. They're just going to be forgotten. So I decided that I was going to clean the third bedroom and reorganize it and restructure it for what I want to use it for now. But in that process, I started the projects that have been undone. So one of them is a gift, and I'm not going to tell, you know, this is a gift for a family member for Christmas time, and it's an heirloom item that needs repair, and it's been years that this thing has been kicking around and not taken care of because it was really hard to find somebody to do the repair. So instead of just saying, all right, I'm going to get to that, I took it out of the third bedroom, and before I continued working in the third bedroom, I went online to see if I could find somebody to repair it. And I found two places, and I actually sent two emails. So I made a step toward dealing with that project and getting it to a finish line. The good news is by the end of the day, because this happened first thing in the morning, The good news is by the end of the day, I received a response from one of the people I contacted, and they told me to bring it in because they're pretty sure that they can do something with it, but they'd have to see it. So I'm now one step closer to getting that project done. So I did that with all of the unfinished projects in that room. So my dining room table right now has several things on the table in the process of being painted and finished, because there's four or five things on the table that have to be assembled as gifts for friends of mine. So I spent the day, as soon as I put my hands on it, I took it out of the room, brought it to the dining room table, and did some work on it. So the goal is, by the end of this week, is to have all of these projects finished. Now they're done. Now they're wrapped up as gifts. Now they're repaired and wrapped up as gifts. And they're out of the third bedroom, and there's no more pile for them. So the better part of yesterday was spent dealing with those projects. So when we're clearing out a room so that we can create new things, I'm going to suggest is if you have something sitting on the side, that you spend a little time on that too.
Mm-hmm. I do. I have a couple of spots where I cleared it out to continue. One is in the garage, which I planned to have totally not in the way in case it snows soon. And before I got cold, but I wasn't quite, I'm not perfect, but none of it's perfect.
No. Who cares if I'm perfect?
Right. But, I have to get that cleared out and on its way. But it's just a good feeling, you know, looking at something that you've accomplished. And I'm just a little worried because my helper, who has been my helper in my house for probably over 30 years, is moving back to Colombia.
In a couple of weeks.
I became so dependent on that, not only just for the physical health, especially now, since I'm having a little difficulty, but just for the support that she always gives me. And that's the thing, the support of someone who believes in you and, does it out of love, for you and with you. It helps so much, and understanding, of why you got the way you got to.
Right.
But it can happen when you're overwhelmed with a lot to do.
What's going to happen when she does go? Are you going to replace her?
Yes. It turns out that a family member, a younger one, will be taking over.
Oh.
And according to Cindy Berry, she's very good at organizing. I do have one obstacle, and that's the fact that she doesn't really speak very much English.
Oh.
But she's studying it, and I tried to turn that into a positive because being a former teacher, I would love to teach her some English, and I would like to learn some Spanish. I'm looking forward to, of that development, and hoping that it works, that it works out.
Right.
The old thing, making, lemonade out of lemons, kind of the thing.
Exactly. Another new adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask the question. I was talking earlier about making a list of the things that you're good at. When you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling a little down, have you ever done that and you have felt better almost instantly?
I have to think about how to answer that question. I've always felt that I was a jack of all trades but a master of none.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always felt that give me a project, give me a goal, and I'll work like anything to get it accomplished. One thing I have found, this is interesting. I found that I really am a very good organizer, but a lot of things have been in my way, which I haven't excused myself for.
You know,
the whole idea of beating yourself up when what you're trying to accomplish is really mammoth, you know, and reasons why. But I have found, both at work and at home, that not only can I be very good at organizing, but I actually like to organize. It's kind of fun, you know,
right.
Putting every puzzle in place. So I'm trying to, you know, think about that part of it and hopefully, you know, keep working at it. That's all. It's a lot to accomplish when several years have passed that things, you know, went astray.
Right, right. Well, mostly everything in your life went astray because, you know, your time was taken up by things you couldn't control.
Right.
You know, and when that happens, it's really, you go into just survival mode. And, you know, when you go into survival mode, that's when things, you know, at some point, you know, a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, you turn around and say, holy mackerel, what happened?
Exactly.
And that's what happens so often because you're just trying to get through the day.
Really?
And I find, you know, we lose ground because while we're in survival mode, we still continue to behave the way we did before survival mode.
Right.
For example, you know, you would say you were painting like every single day and you had your class once a month or you had classes more often than that. But when life sort of went out of control, you kept preparing for the same things that you used to do that you're now unable to do. So materials
right.
get out of hand and schedules get out of hand because your time is taken into other directions. So we don't
exactly.
stop.
Yeah,
we don't stop mm-hmm. doing it. So it's like, it's almost as if, you know, the way I can equate it probably for people to hear it and understand it, say every day you eat peanuts, right? And then you can't
mm-hmm.
eat peanuts anymore, but you keep buying peanuts. That's what happens. You go into survival mode and you keep doing things that you're completely unable to keep up with.
That's so true. That's really very, very true.
So it's that's the change that, you know, we need to learn quicker and we need to pivot out of our regular routine when life changes. And that's when we get into trouble because we don't. We just think we're going to be able to handle it with all these new responsibilities. And, you know, it doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen that way. So
Sometimes it's really hard to say no because you're open when you're an open person to new experiences, new activities. It's hard to say no because you have an inquisitive mind. You know, you want to learn everything in this world.
Right.
This is really funny because everybody says to me they don't believe that with my love of photography and pictures and painting and all that kind of stuff that I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, right.
And the thing is that I cannot even keep up with my emails and my text messages and my this and my that. If I go onto Facebook, I will never go to sleep at night.
Exactly.
You know? So I have learned, I have to say no, even though I don't want to. And the other one is, with these pictures in I don't even know the name of it, where your pictures are on there.
Uh-huh.
I know you know what I'm talking about. I just can't remember what you call it.
Instagram.
Where you keep posting Instagram, right, right. I mean, that
yeah.
sounds really great to me.
Actually, that would be very good for you. That would be very good for
I
you.
Know.
But what people are doing with social media is they are replacing their emailing and texting with friends with social media. So I will tell you right now, I don't ever email with friends anymore unless it's something, you know, really important to send to them. We keep up with each other on Facebook, especially because I'm now not in the same vicinity as so many people. People keep an eye on me through Facebook. I keep an eye on them through Facebook. And then when we talk, we talk. So it's almost like social media has taken over the texting and the emailing.
I understand that, and I'm so fearful of what that
right.
will, you know, it will encourage me to do what I love to do and won't stop doing, you know. I would get very addicted to things like that.
Yes,
and,
you do. You are creative.
Yeah. And also, it's just fun being in touch.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
It's really
it is fun.
Really fun being in touch.
So where have you been lately? What recommendations can you give to people on something to do or even something you have read?
I am reading something, but I'm not ready to tell you about it yet. But
okay.
Did I tell you what the book Is It Worth Dying For? How
I think
stress work. Okay, so I'm trying to, you know, read some of that. And I'm kind of like in the midst of reading a lot of different things. So I can't really honestly say, recommend, you know, right now. Because I haven't finished anything. And I've been, you know, again doing the same thing, whereas I can't wait to read another thing, even the ones I'm finished with the first thing. So depends on my mood, you know. As far as restaurants, we were just talking about that. I told you about Saz out in Southampton, an Indian restaurant. Okay, so I have not been really. Do I sound boring? I'm only organizing my room. No, I'm in the midst. Okay, let's put it that way. I'm in the midst of reading and continue to read and continue to educate myself. I will tell you, and I don't know if I told you this the last time, that, you know, I'm following Joel Fuhrman's Diet for Life.
Right.
And so now I without going on drugs, I was able to lower my cholesterol from 268.
Mm-hmm.
To 210, just following the diet. Yeah.
Wow.
I still have to do. Yeah. I refuse to go on the medicine.
Right.
And it's a fight. Let me tell you, it's a fight in the doctor's offices because you know everything is medicine and RXs and I'm so encouraged by that. And you know, although and I can say that I don't sometimes cheat a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's human to cheat. I give myself permission.
Is there any food that you used to eat that you're not eating at all anymore?
For the most part, meat.
Okay.
And for somewhat of, I cut down greatly on cheese, and also I'm not eating yogurt. It seems that yogurt inflames.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I have had no dairy. The only time I had dairy was I had some milk and some coffee, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and I immediately felt it in my joints.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got off of, with the cleanse that I went on and the detox program that I went on, I got off of all meat, I got off of all dairy, I got off of caffeine, I got off sugar, I was off everything, and I stayed off of it, and I'm about 2 months now where I'm following this program as a regular protocol, and the dairy, just having some milk, I immediately felt it in my body, and I'm just not going back to it. I'm not going to eat yogurt, I'm not going to use regular milk, and I'm not going to eat cheese on a regular basis. Like, I know the holidays are coming up and I know I'm going to have a piece of cheese and again, but I'm not going to bring it into my house. It's not going to be something that's in my diet anymore because I feel so much better. The inflammation for me, I have so little pain in my knees. I have so little joint problems that I was having a lot of problems before I went on this. And the inflammatory foods are just not part of my diet right now, and I feel fantastic.
And so you are pretty much doing what I'm doing.
Pretty much, that's what I'm doing. Now, I've had no red meat, I've had no pork.
Right.
In the beginning of this diet, there was a little bit of fish, a little bit of chicken. Now I have had, and in fact, I last night and today I had turkey. I got a turkey as a gift and I cooked it. And
mm-hmm.
this was the first meat that I was going to have. I haven't had meat in weeks. And last night I had some turkey and I had no ill effects from it at all today. Like I didn't feel bad. My stomach wasn't upset. No problems. And then I had some turkey for dinner tonight with some roasted vegetables and some brown rice. And that's what I ate. And so I'm going to see what I feel like tomorrow. So I don't know what the meat is going to do. I, like I said, I haven't had red meat and I haven't had pork. And I know, again, the holidays are coming and I love it. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I know I'm going to be very cautious about how much of it I eat.
I can sometimes dream of, you know, filet mignon and steak, all that kind of stuff. But I have been able to be very successful at not having it.
Right.
And I'm supposed to have very little chicken, not a lot, but
mm-hmm.
very little, if nothing. But I'm allowed to have as much fish as I want.
Right.
And
fish is okay. Yeah, me too. Me too. So, we'll
see. You know, a lot of the canned, like the canned salmon, I do a lot with that, the
mm-hmm.
wild salmon. And important to have fresh fish to really appreciate what fish can taste like. It can be just delicious, but it has to be fresh.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
amazing, though. It's really amazing to be eating, you know, raw and organic and, you know, just unprocessed food and the difference it has made in how I feel every day. I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. So, you know, I'm really happy with, you know, how I'm feeling. You know, I've dropped 20 pounds and it's
great.
Amazing. Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing how good I feel. So with that, it's 8:52. We only have a few more minutes to go. So what are you looking forward to doing this week?
What am I looking forward to doing this week? Well, I do have my class on Tuesday morning,
uh-huh.
Which is gone, like you said, to once a month. It used to be once a day, you know, every week. But my teacher, who is now 92 and still standing, yeah, he's terrific, really too. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to continuing to work in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just continue studying the work, and then I'm looking forward to spending a day with my gal before she leaves. I'm gonna go out to lunch with her and give her well wishes, and to be in touch with my kids and do the things that I like to do.
Getting into the holiday season,
which we talk about. Oh, as far as the holidays.
Yes.
Looking forward to spend it with my cousin. Is it next week already? My goodness.
We have a week from Thursday, so it's two more weeks.
A week from Thursday.
Right.
A week and a half, not even a week. Oh, yeah, okay.
It's amazing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is quite amazing. I can't believe that it's going to be 2019. I mean, I can't believe it.
No, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Time is just flying by. It absolutely is. But you need to get some rest and to take care of yourself because whatever's going on with you got to be healthy. So,
that's what I plan to do. I plan to see doctors this week. Find out what
to do about. Oh, my gosh. I understand. I'm in the midst of getting all my checkups. So I understand. So trying to get everything done, you know, all the appointments that you go for on a regular basis.
I wish you a very happy holiday.
Oh, and you as well. And feel better. And I'm sure I'll talk to you before next week because I want to share some information with you off the air. And so I'll see you during the week or I'll probably call you tomorrow because Mondays are real good for you.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks,
okay.
Susan, for calling, and
good
I will
talk
to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Blog Talk Radio, and my website is www.createneworder.com. And we're on live every Sunday night between 8 and 9 p.m. to answer your calls and your emails. You can email at solutions@createneworder.com, and I will answer your emails and possibly add them to the show. We have lots of new things coming up going forward as I look to put on a producer for the show so that we can line up some good guests for you and get into the newspapers or where you can read us online on your local patch, and we'll deal with organizing and strategy for daily living and living a better life. Creating the lifestyle that you want. Go to the gym, work out, go outside and take in a deep breath of fresh air. De-stress in your life while you're working on making your plans, and go do some exploring on the life that maybe you want. Go start taking steps to improve. Is your health, does your health need improvement? Do you need to change your diet? Do you want to be fit, more fit than you've been ever? Why not start today? Like the woman I met at the gym who just started swimming in January and me who just started swimming a week ago to practice to get better, to improve. Why not go out and do this? What is stopping you from going out and living an incredibly good life? It's all about you. It's what you want. There's no competition. There's no threat of failure. It's only what you want to practice, what you want to go out and achieve and experience, and then share with the people around you. Share with the people that you love something that you've done. Be a leader. Be a pioneer. Get out and discover the life that you want to live. This is Jennifer Ryan. Thank you for joining me today, November 12th, 2017, as we approach the holiday season. Eat well, live well. Thanks for joining me. Good night.